Eliezer, the Eved Avraham, had gifted Rivka a most interesting array of presents, all of which carried very significant symbolism. Eliezer gave her a golden nose ring, weighing an amount of a beka, as the Pasuk describes, along with two bracelets, each weighing 10 golden shkal. Nezem zav beka mishkalo, ushnei tzmidim al yadeh asar zav mishkalo. And Rashi there on the spot explains that the beka, that usage, that weight of beka, referred to the machze shekel. The machze shekel that each male had to give in the midbar, and when described giving the machze shekel, it says beka le gilgolos. Each one gave a beka, each gilgolos, each person, each male gave a beka machze shekel in the midbar for building the mishka. So that was the symbolism of nezem zav beka mishkal. A half a shekel. And with respect to the two bracelets, the tzmidim, Rashi explains that referred to the shnei luchos. And the weight of asara zav mishkalim, the 10 shkalim, that symbolizes the aser sedibros. So we have here a gift from Eliezer to Rivka, symbolizing the machze shekel along with the luchos and the aser sedibros. So why was this the message being passed on to Rivka? And moreover, what does the machze shekel have to do with the luchos and aser sedibros? Why was this part of the package? What do the two have to do with each other? The aser sedibros is, of course, an essential part of the Torah, essential part of Yiddishkeit. But what is so significant about the machze shekel? And how does that relate to the aser sedibros? So the Al-Sheikh explains that the machze shekel was a kapara for Cheder Egel. Cheder Egel, which of course took place with the giving of the luchos at Har Sinai, at Kabbalah Satara. And after the Cheder Egel, when everyone had dedicated their money to do this heinous act, this terrible avera, so Kadosh Baruch Hu decreed that they have to now dedicate money as a kapara in the form of a machze shekel. So Al-Sheikh says, in fact, the machze shekel has very much to do with Kabbalah Satara, and in particular, the Cheder Egel. So he was giving this message of the Aser Sedibros, the Luchos, and the Machze Shekel, the Kapara, of the Cheder Egel. But still, why was this the focus of the gift from Yitzchak to Rivka? What does that have to do with Yitzchak and Rivka's relationship, their marriage, their wedding? It's a very important message in general, but to greet Rivka in such a way, what was he trying to convey to Rivka? So if we take a look back in last week's Parsha, Parsha Vayera, and in particular the very end, the last section, Akedas Yitzchak, I think we can appreciate this exchange between Eliezer and Rivka. The Chida explains that Akedas Yitzchak was a preemptive kapara, a preemptive atonement for the eventual sin of the golden calf, for the eventual chait ha'egel. It was a kapara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to build into the fabric of Klal Yisrael. And the Chida writes that if not for Akedas Yitzchak and for the Mesiras Nefesh that took place, all of Klal Yisrael would have been obliterated with the Cheder Egel. But with Mesiras Nefesh of both Avram and Yitzchak, Klal Yisrael inherited enormous amounts of reward, schar, protection, and insurance, protecting them from complete annihilation with the Cheder Egel. It was something, it was a gift. It was a matana Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It was the refuah kodem nemaka. Now with this idea in mind, a number of parallels between Akedas Yitzchak and Cheder Egel emerge. We see so many connections between these two parshios. By the Akedah it states, Vayashkem Avram baboker, Avram woke up early in the morning, and by the Cheder Egel in Parshas Kisisa it says, Vayashkem Moshe baboker. The word Vayashkem appears, I think, only 6-7 times throughout all of Torah. Four of them were in last week's Parsha Vayera. The other one of the two leftovers are in Cheder Egel, Parsha Kisisa. Vayashkem Avram baboker, Vayashkem Moshe baboker. Furthermore, each took place on or near a mountain, a har. Akedas Yitzchak was on Har HaMoria, while Cheder Egel was next to, adjacent to Har Sinai, the two famous, most famous mountains in all of Torah. Furthermore, each of them used an animal as a replacement. The ayil, the ram, replaced Yitzchak, and the golden calf, the egazav, was an attempt to, Rachman al-Islam, replace the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moreover, they both took place on the third day. It says by the Akedah, Bayom HaShalishi, and it says by Kabbalah Satorah, Kiva Yom HaShalishi. Kabbalah Satorah took place during the third month as well, B'chodesh HaShalishi, the third month, the third day of Shlosh Yishmei Hagbalah. And perhaps this is alluded to in the Bris Ben Ambasarim, when Avram is told in Parshat Lech Lecha, Egel Mishuleshes Va'ayil Mishalosh, take a eagle, a calf that's a third, and a ram that's a third. The simple reading, the simple understanding is it's referring to the age, but maybe it's a reference to the three, the number three of the Chodesh HaShlishi, the Biyom HaShlishi of the Egel Hazav, the Egel Mishaleshes, and the Ayil Mishalosh of the Akedah Yitzchak. The Chidah now reveals a beautiful remes of the eagle hidden in the story of the Akedah. Because if the Akedah was really a kapara of the Chayda Egel, there must be some hint of the Egel in that parish of Akedah Yitzchak. So the Pasuk says that the ram, the ayil, was caught in the bushes. Vinei ayil achar ne'echaz besfach. Now the word svach is a very strange word of a bush, of a tree. It was achar, ayil achar was the word achar, mean afterwards. It's a strange usage. Says the Chidah, that the letters that are achar, the letters that appear after the letters of svach, of samach beiz chaf, are the letters egel. In other words, let me explain. Svach is samach beiz chaf. The letters in the aleph beis that appear after each of them are as follows. After the samach, achar the samach is an ayin. After beis is a gimel. And after the chaf is a lamed, that spells egel. So the egel is hinted at, is alluded to in the parsha of the Akedah, to underscore the fact that the Akedah Yitzchak was a preemptive atonement and kapara for the chet egel. And that being said, we can now fast forward to the encounter between Rivka and Yitzchak and Eliezer. Yitzchak, who was literally the embodiment of the Akedah, he was the Akedah. He was a walking atonement of the Cheda Egel. He represented, I am the one who protected all of Klai Yisrael at the Cheda Egel. It was therefore imperative that Eliezer relay this message to Rivka. It was going to be Rivka as Yitzchak's partner in life to eternalize this message for all of Am Yisrael. And while Chazal teach us that we are forever atoning the sin of the Cheda Egel, until the coming of Mashiach, at the same time, the ashes of Yitzchak, a farosh Yitzchak, which represents the Akedah, are forever placed in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We must continue the legacy of the Akedah, the Mesiras Nefesh of the Avos, and our complete emuna and bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and merit seeing the arrival of Mashiach, Meher Yameinu, Amen v'Amen.